Let's go to Wisconsin and see if Rachel will say hi. Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi.
So I called to talk about my best friend that passed away this last August, and he actually took his own life, and it was completely out of the ordinary. And
shocked everybody.
What was that?
He shocked everybody.
Yeah, it really did.
Did he shoot himself? And did he shoot himself?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so it really affected a lot of my friend group. I'm from a small town, so it really had a ripple effect on everyone in our close friend group. And a lot of my friends kind of fell under the depression that my close friend was under, and they've tried the same thing. And I have been struggling myself with the whole thing just because he was so close to me, and I'm trying to help my friends get above that depression level because I have not fallen under it, just because I don't think I can just let go of all the good things that have happened with my best friend. And I'm trying to stay positive through all of it, but with all of the depression that my friends are going through still currently, that it's just hard to help them see how I see it. And I'm kind of just struggling with that because I don't want to lose any of my other friends around me.
Well, everybody grieves death of a loved one differently, not to mention suicide, as I've said often in this show. It takes twice as long to get over the hurts and pains of suicide than a regular death, if I can call it that. So it's not going to be an overnight situation where people are changed overnight. Now,
and a couple,
go ahead.
A couple of my other friends have actually tried recently too, and it's kind of affected me in that way, where because I moved a couple of years ago, where I can't be there for them, and I feel that struggle of how to cope from being hundreds of miles away.
Well, if you're
going to
be there, but if you're going to be their friend and the issues which you have where you are right now, you got to be strong. You got to take care of you. And other than that, you'll be down in the soup with them.
And I've seen it affect my life before. My dad, when I was 16, tried the day before my 16th birthday. And so just seeing my best friend fall to the same kind of circumstance is really hard for me.
I'm with you. You know what you need to do with your friends that are so depressed? Listen. Just be there and listen. And tell them, you know, I'm hurting too, but I'm hanging in there with you. For whatever reason, God in His grace has allowed you to be stronger. But even you, strong as you are, there is a wall to be hit if you don't take care of yourself. We always say at a time like this, out is the way to go. Pray it out, talk it out, cry it out, you know, write it out, do art it out. Out.
Get it out.
The last one, do art it out.
Art it out.
Yeah, art it out, probably.
Scream it out, dance it out, cry it out. And Rachel, also, you know, get your friends that are hurting together and find a suicide survivor support group in your area.
Yeah, you don't have to do all the lifting now. There are suicide survivor groups all over America. I'm sure there's one near you.
There is. And you and you can go to allianceofhope.org or go to facebook.com/Dawson McAllister. We'll post a couple links to different places that you can find a suicide survivor support group in your area.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, your friends are very fortunate to have you. I'm sorry for the suffering, really sorry. At the same time, I'm equally proud of the way you're handling this.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
I'll try my best.
Okay. Bye-bye.